This is 91.9 KBCR. I'm Ken Vincent. On most Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KBCR news contributor Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Well, first, the Yucaipa Calamasa School District has been hit with bullying lawsuit number 6. Have we talked about the previous 5? Have we talked about this before?
I don't think we have. This is a lawyer who actually had brought the previous 5 suits as well, and he says, even despite the suicide of a 13-year-old 8th grader, that the school district still has not dealt with the bullying issue. And he talks about kids being injured in fights where the apparently the administration doesn't intervene, although one fight did result in the suspension, a 2-day suspension for the girl who apparently started the fight. The district, which includes Yucaipa High School, has about 2,800 students. And during the 2016-2017 school year, the latest for which the California Department of Education has numbers, 142 students were suspended, 82 of them for violent incidents, and 2 students were expelled, 1 for a violent incident. So looking for a response from the school district, it took 2 weeks for the district to put together a statement, which they released through their attorney last Monday. School officials generally took the approach of saying that parents need to pay attention to what their kids are doing. And it also blames the complexities of an ever-changing social media environment where kids are interacting on Instagram and Snapchat and Facebook outside of school, and basically reiterating that the district's approach is to promote student wellness and academic achievement. The statement, interestingly, did not use the word bullying at all, where the lawyer named Brian Claypool says that's the main issue here, is the district needs to intervene in bullying.
Huh. Well, let's keep an eye on that. Also, a former Beaumont councilman is in trouble with the law again.
Yeah, his name is Mark Anthony Orozco, 42 years old. He was on probation after pleading guilty in 2017 to bribery and perjury charges, but he was jailed recently, about a week or so ago, after he reported to his probation officer, and the probation officer found that he had been out of the country. He had a receipt for a restaurant in Tijuana in his wallet, apparently. You're not allowed to leave the country when you're on probation without the permission of your probation officer, but he also failed to report, apparently, that he's being investigated in a new felony case, this one involving abuse of an individual. There are no more details available on that. However, probation violations can put him back in jail for 6 months. So we'll wait and see what happens with that.
Yeah, I remember when Mark Orozco was considered one of the reformers back when. Next, more toll lanes are likely coming to the Inland Empire. Now, am I correct that so far the only toll lanes we have are on the 91 going outside of Riverside through Corona?
Right, so far, although soon to open, are toll lanes on the 15, sort of between Jurupa Valley and Corona.
Oh.
Very busy stretch. The thing that's controversial here is that the Riverside County Transportation Commission is considering converting carpool lanes, which the taxpayers, of course, already paid for, and making those into toll lanes, as well as building one new toll lane in each direction. So people in Corona are upset about that. They're also upset because it was recently revealed that the Transportation Commission has a surplus of revenue from all of the tolls on those lanes that you mentioned on the 91 through Corona. And so they're talking about using that money outside of the Corona immediate corridor, which has the people down there very upset because they say the additional lanes did not solve their traffic problems, and now the money might go outside of that area. Specifically, these new toll lanes would extend those express lanes in Corona all the way into downtown Riverside to that 60-91-215 interchange.
Wow.
Also bring it down that corridor, down toward Murrieta, down the 215. Also on the 60 from the 15, basically out in the Corona Eastvale area, all the way into downtown Riverside. So interestingly, the concerns are that that's not going to do enough. It's going to be a very costly project, estimated at somewhere around $1 billion for all these additional lanes and converting carpool lanes. So, you know, I think folks in the Inland Empire are still waiting for that magic bullet that's going to solve that freeway congestion problem.
But, you know, on the other hand, it's been an adage, a transportation adage for a long time. Build lanes and they'll fill them up.
But on the other hand, not building lanes doesn't seem to solve the problem either.
Yeah, okay. And finally, former Redlands Councilwoman Barbara Wormser has died.
Right. Barbara Wormser served on the City Council of Redlands from 1985 to 1989. She also was a well-known volunteer, took a lot of leadership in volunteer organizations in Redlands and elsewhere. Particularly, she was a founder of the Inland Harvest Food Bank, which collects food from restaurants, surplus food from restaurants and supermarkets, and donates it to organizations that distribute it to the impoverished. She was Redlands Woman of the Year in 93. She got the Humanitarian Award in 2004, Spirit of the Entrepreneur Award in 2011. In other words, she's been well recognized as somebody who contributed a lot as a volunteer to her community.
Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.